Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Exciting news for Bachelor Nation. The most thrilling seasons ever in Bachelor history, including the first seasons of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, and the TV event of 2018, the fifth season of Bachelor in Paradise, now available on the free streaming service Tubi. The largest free ad-supported streaming network in the world, a rapidly expanding library, more than 12,000 movies and television series. Now that makes Tubi's content volume more than double the size of Netflix. With about 40,000 hours of content, consistently one of the most watched apps on the world's largest platforms, and with us, the stars of that television event of 2018, the fifth season of Bachelor in Paradise, entrepreneur Chris Randone and fitness instructor Crystal Nielsen. Chris proposed to Crystal on the beach in the season finale, and she said yes. And you can relive that moment and more of the Bachelor franchise free on Tubi. Chris and Crystal, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
It is our pleasure. This is really exciting news. The most memorable seasons of the Bachelor franchise now streaming free on Tubi. This is like an early Christmas present for fans, isn't it?
I mean, it really is. To be honest with you, just a couple weeks ago, we were trying to find a certain episode in our season, and now, knowing that we couldn't find it, we have the beautiful luxury of going back to our guilty pleasure whenever we choose to on demand with Tubi. So having a free streaming service like this, be able to broadcast our love story nonstop on demand, it means a lot to us, and it's awesome.
Now, how can fans relive their favorite moments? Because this is very easy, and like you said, you now have the opportunity to watch anytime, anywhere.
Really special because fans are very much invested on the social media platforms, Instagram, so they see our lives day to day and where we are now. But to be able to go back and see, you know, the conception of our relationship and the first date, the first I love you, the first kiss and the proposal, it's really special to watch back and see how everything turned out.
What's it like to relive that moment? We're actually all watching this love sort of blossom before our eyes on the series.
It's crazy. I mean, it still feels like a fairy tale. Even after you watch it over and over again, it just doesn't seem real sometimes. It's wild.
Well, we're talking about being able to go back and watch select seasons in the Bachelor franchise. It's Tubi. That's TUBI.TV. It'll take you literally seconds to sign up, and suddenly you've got thousands of programs that you can be watching. Crystal, what's fun, too, is to go back and watch and to see these early episodes. In fact, the first episode of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, a lot has really changed, hasn't it, over the years?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what. Chris Harrison is still rocking it.
Yeah. He's the one constant during all these years.
Yeah,
you go back and you look at it, there's something sort of magical, isn't there, about the much simpler time with those first few seasons. The production is not quite what it is today. I don't think anybody had any idea the franchise was going to last as long as it did. Talk about those first couple seasons and looking. Well, in fact, from your standpoint, when did you become fans of The Bachelor and Bachelorette? Have you been watching for a number of years?
I've been watching since Desiree's Hometown was my very first episode, and that was back in 2013. And my would-be best friend, it was like our first time hanging out, she's like, do you mind if I catch up on The Bachelor? And I was like, what's that? And she actually, 5 years later, is the one who submitted me to go on The Bachelor, which led me on the road to find my fiancé, Chris.
Yeah, that's amazing. And the road had a few bumps in the road because this was on Bachelor in Paradise. Chris, talk about how you get on Bachelor in Paradise, and it's sort of labeled as a second chance of love. I'll talk about that in a second, but who all makes it to Bachelor in Paradise and really the second opportunity?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, first you have to participate in one of the respective seasons of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, and having that second chance, I think, is decided on a few factors. One, you go through another casting process with the franchise, and then they really kind of see, maybe is there a match for you there in Paradise? Is there a good fit? And I think after that decision is made, you have the opportunity of saying yes or no to finding that second chance at love.
That second chance of love, when I'm reading that sort of jumps out at me, and I'll ask both of you. Chris, I'll ask you first. Was this, in your mind, a second chance of love? Were you looking to find that special person? Or was this, I'm going to have a little fun, and this is a great gig here for a few weeks?
Yeah, I'd say I was really invested in the second chances. I wasn't necessarily looking for love because, you know, after my time on The Bachelor, it was an experience that definitely took some time for me to really draw inward and think about what I wanted. And that was a time to really invest in myself. And I wanted to continue that journey. And so I was very much surprised that I found a connection with Chris. But even though I had, you know, I didn't want that relationship, I was just so taken aback by what an incredible man he is, how compassionate, what a great listener, and how nurturing he could be in that environment, which you're limited. I mean, you can't go on a date, you can't pick me up in his car or cook for me, and was still able to show such a beautiful side of him that I felt very drawn to and needed to surrender to.
Well, you think about that as you're watching the series, the mood on set, it's not really an organic type relationship, is it? Because it's somewhat, it's structured, like you just said. How difficult is that to really connect emotionally with somebody when you have all the restraints of a television series?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I think having no distractions like a cellular device or email or the news or just anything that could really get in the way of developing a personal connection with someone really allowed us to go back in time, essentially, as if we're in the 40s or 50s, where all we have is each other in that present moment and there's really nothing else around us. And I think that's probably one of the best ways to really help find that special someone in your life.
You know, it's interesting. You can actually look somebody in the eye and talk to them. You're not like glancing down at the device to see what's going on in the world. We're talking with Chris Randone, Crystal Nielsen, stars from, of course, the fifth season of Bachelor in Paradise, talking about the most thrilling seasons in Bachelor history, now available on the free video streaming service Tubi. That's TUBI.TV. All the great episodes are there, including the fifth season that featured Chris and Crystal. What's happening now? Because I know it's a busy time for you. You've got a lot of things going on professionally and personally. What's going on in your lives now?
Yeah, I mean, right now we are not only in our careers, but we are on the brink of celebrating our engagement with close family and friends at our big engagement party next month in May. And after that, we are really finalizing a lot of things with the wedding and the venue, and more importantly, just ironing some last minute things to be able to go ahead and take that next step in our future.
And Chris, from your standpoint, both of you involved in fitness, you're a fitness instructor, as I mentioned. From a business standpoint, what's this been like for you, trying with everything else going on in your life to maintain the business that you have?
Well, actually, Crystal is the entrepreneur in the health and fitness industry, and she has a 3-week shred program that's taking place here in 2 days, actually. Baby, tell them about it.
Yeah, I work as, it's been really cool showcasing our love on Bachelor in Paradise because it's led a lot of people to seek me out to work on transformations on their health and fitness journeys. And I guide people in small little, usually 30 days or less challenges focused on really getting at the core value of who they are, why are they in the situation, and why is it important for them to make some changes in their life? And I am actually preparing for our engagement party, so I decided to do a 3-week shred to take my fans and followers, and while I prep for, you know, our big engagement party. And that starts on Sunday. And if anyone is interested that's listening, you can go to coachcrystal.online to sign up.
You know, it's interesting because so often you see people on television and they really want to have that barrier there. It's okay, I've got my professional life, leave me alone. You're very active on social media. You've got the videos that you do. It really looks like you're embracing your fans and really sharing your lives with them.
Well, I was a social media influencer in the fitness space for several years before The Bachelor. So that had already been the normal for me.
Yes. Chris, and what's it?
Go ahead. And I was going to say it's been really fun because Chris has been kind of new to Instagram. Like, he just posted photos of friends at brunch. And family, and so he's like, what is all this?
Yeah, I think I had like 5 photos before this show, or maybe 6, and now it's exhausting sometimes having to take pictures and the filters and just the framing of the picture. It's sometimes a little bit exhausting, but I know that it's all part of the experience and the journey, so just stay humble and be grateful for knowing how to use Instagram now.
We've got
for us, it is a
I was going to say, it starts off as fun, and suddenly you realize, I now have to do this. This is just like checking in, punching a time clock at a job. I have to get this taken care of. A couple minutes left in the program. When people watch, they're thinking, okay, I know Crystal, I know Chris. Do we really know who you are if the only exposure we have to you is the TV series?
I would say no. I would say there's a lot more depth to who we are, and there's a lot that you haven't seen.
And that's why people are so attracted to go to social media like Instagram and peek into the lives, because they are intrigued by what they see on TV and want to learn more. And, you know, that's why it's important for us to do daily updates and share our love journey, what's going on in our lives, as well as how we are maintaining healthy bodies and minds.
I'm glad it wasn't just me. When I started looking at all of your exposure on social media, it's like, boy, these are really warm, welcoming people, maybe a little different than perceived on television. So that's interesting. You get to see a different vantage point of these people. A minute or so left here at the end of the program. When you do a series like this, actually 2 series like this, do you learn something about yourself, especially when you go back and you look and you're thinking, I can't believe the reaction I had to that. That can't be me.
Oh, yeah. You do. And what it is it offers a magnifying glass to see good and bad qualities about who you are and how you react. And, you know, the opportunity is there for you to take it personally or for you to learn and grow from it and evolve as a person. And that was a huge element that both of us decided to grow from this experience, and we found each other because of it.
Yeah, Chris, from your standpoint, did you go through any phases on television? You're thinking, that's not me. I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, at first you think like that, and then you realize that it was you. It was you that said it.
Interesting, yes.
It was you that expressed that emotion, and I think accepting that and knowing that we can all improve. It's like Crystal said, the show gives you a little bit more of a magnifying glass as maybe compared to the real life with others probably that try to sugarcoat things. So it's nice because it gives you a blueprint on how to become a better version of yourself.
You know, what's really interesting, you go through a long day together, you've got all these plans coming up, you get home in the evening, you're sitting around thinking, let's watch that proposal again. All you have to do is to go to Tubi, pull it up, and watch yourself. This has to be a lot of fun to go back, and now not only the fans, but the two of you and so many others who were on the program can watch themselves any time of the day or night.
It's amazing. Tubi.tv has really given us another layer in our relationship, but also another fun thing for our families and friends, especially our families. They're able now to be at home, and if we're not around them, hey, we can pull up Tubi,
yes,
watch their episodes, and just feel connected to us even when we're not with them.
I gotta say, I'm really excited because they have the first season of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, and I have never seen them. So we will be watching the beginning of the franchise to see like how it all began.
Yeah, there's a lot of history there, the first couple of seasons, and then of course Trista and Ryan's wedding, and that is streamed on Tubi as well. It had 26 million viewers, phenomenal at the time on broadcast television. We're talking about being able to see some of the most thrilling seasons in Bachelor history, now available on the free video streaming service Tubi.tv, TUBI.TV. Chris Randone, Crystal Nielsen with us, stars of the Season 5 Bachelor in Paradise. Chris, Crystal, best of luck with everything. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.